All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Big song, longest in their career.
Yeah,
nearly 10-minute jam. And really interesting for doing like a The Who style mini opera song where it's just, you know, it's basically three songs.
Yeah,
right.
The rock
and just plow it through because they're all. It's not like there's the slow one and then there's this. It's like they're. They almost play in the same tempo, but the melody is what aggressively changes in a really seamless way.
This is the first song that's made me pick up my guitar in a long time, and I only like playing the first part, the rock. Mm-hmm. But you're right; it easily bleeds into, you know, the second and third part.
Yeah.
It does feel seamless. If you didn't tell somebody. I don't think they would say.
Well, because it is three songs. You know, if you weren't paying attention, you just feel like you just went through three songs in the album.
Yeah.
No problem. No big one. But they're all connected, obviously.
Right.
Lyrically, it's all about the same subject matter. I remember reading a bit about this song where it caught some flack for its length and it being hookless, which I thought was preposterous.
Hookless?
Yes, which I find is actually quite hooky. Particularly in chapter one.
Oh my god!
Like, so hooky.
Yeah.
And in such a, it's great when a hook is a hook because of how it sounds, but also what it says. And again,
yeah.
Are you going through something? Because I am too. The way that is phrased and how it hooks and lands,
it's
enormous.
Absolutely.
Oh my god! Is it very, very, very good?
Because I'm going through, are you going through something? Because I am too, is like an F sharp minor. And it's like, I can't play it. I can only play the parts preceding it because I can't stretch my hand like that. And so it misses something. So it's so clearly, you know, from a musical perspective, a hook, but then his vocal melody that he attaches to it is so stabbing. It's just beautiful. Yeah, hookless. Fuck you.
I know, I'm sure you've all caught on to this if you listen to the song. It's called The Depression Suite, and this song is about depression.
Yeah, it's about the Great Depression.
Yeah. And I like its phases.
Yeah, I do too.
The under my pillow, I bury my head and try to shut Chicago out. There's a lot of this, you know, trying to duck and hide from depression.
Mm-hmm.
And stay away from it, and you're keeping it to yourself when someone's happy to ask, or you're going through something, because I am too. Or at least the person, that's how they learn to ask. Because they're asking someone because they need to tell someone. And then your second phase is where it's the different kind of trying to hide it. You know, I love the line, no smiling, that's important. I'll make my face a mask.
Oh, so yeah.
It's, you know, it's where you're shifting through all these coping mechanisms.
Yeah, they go through. They're very confident. Mm-hmm. They're very sure. They're very dependable. They're mm-hmm. you know, all these different things to try and say I'm strong. I'm not weak. You know, which is so often the case. What people think. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, you're mentally ill. So you're weak. You're not sick. You're weak.
Right.
You know, and shame on them for thinking that.
Yes.
But where we have to work hard at changing the stigma and changing the language is making sure that people who experience it and have it as well don't feel like they need to wear a mask or mm-hmm. where they need to say, get me that saddle. Get me in that saddle and I will ride this fucking horse. You know, like, no problem at all.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
God.
Interesting. Or not interesting. Impressive that this song is in 2009, because I feel like the topic isn't as open for conversation.
Certainly not.
10 years ago.
No, certainly not.
It's better now. It's not there yet.
Yeah, we're getting there.
But we're getting there. People are starting to realize how important it is and how widespread it is. So this is a fairly forward-thinking piece of music. And to have this be this large on this album, you know, it's a big, it's the centerpiece of the record.
It falls right in the middle.
And to have that be your content. Not really done. It's not the, this is sort of, well, and also, you know, jumping on to the, the dark history behind Canada with The Struggle Has a Name, that then go into this and really address mental health issues, pretty wild. And so this album that, you know, has felt kind of tame in its production and maybe straightforward in its lyric writing and aimed at a an easy audience suddenly gets very complicated.
And yet, like you said, it is lyrically it reads as straight ahead poetry rather than metaphorical poetry. Mm-hmm. Like you hear him talk about the pale cranberries, and you hear, you know, the wind being like pale, or the air being like pale cranberries, and you know, some of the stuff in the second piece, just lovely writing, like lovely writing. Mm-hmm. but not the same type of lovely writing we're used to, you know.
No, it's different. I feel like in my worst points of misjudging this album or discarding it early was that it wasn't as challenging. It's their least challenging record on its face, but maybe that's just you. That's something I bring my own baggage to as a listener, what I expect from the band. The band never does what you expect.
No.
So this is perhaps them challenging themselves, or Gord challenging himself to write in a different way, to not dive so deeply into metaphor.
Yeah.
A literary reference, and to keep it, you know, his emotions shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
and storytelling, and just to openly explain these things.
Greg, I wonder if for you, who did give it a chance in the time and it didn't quite hit, I wonder if that's more of the whole musical landscape in general to blame. Like, we talked about how barren it was off the
mm-hmm.
top.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot going on.
No.
So there's
no,
nothing,
and
so there's
I really wanted something to blow my hair back.
That's right, and you got nothing. And this wasn't this record isn't really of the time.
No,
because it doesn't blow your hair back.
No, it really is a slow burn.
Yeah,
a big
this is a
grower. Slow burn.
If you're listening to this and you don't like this record, listen to it again. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. To email us, send an email to tthtop40@gmail.com. We're social. Find us on all the socials at tthtop40.
Podcasts and such.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.